Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The first baseman, Barbaro Garby. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting second. The right fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting third. The left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting seventh. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tucker Ashford. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Buddy Black. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ashford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black fires to first and has Garby trapped. There's the throw to White, who tags Garby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horta moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. one out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tucker Ashford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashford strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Washington steals second. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to third. Two outs. Darryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0 for 1 in the game. Motley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Garby strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garby scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 1 in the game. Balboni takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to third. White moves to second. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 1 in the game. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tucker Ashford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashford hits a pop-up towards first. Garby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Washington reaches second base with a double. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-2 in the game. Motley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Motley. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0. Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herndon moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herndon scores. Evans moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 2 in the game. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tucker Ashford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Orta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon strikes out. 1 out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 3 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae strikes out. 1 out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Balboni hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.